Perhaps the funniest of the new signs along West Gerard Avenue is for a pet grooming business.
The pet grooming sign is a dog and a cat in a little tub being bathed, and the cat is not too happy about being bathed. It's rather angry, and it's got one scary tooth showing.
That's David Waxman. He's with MM Partners, a real estate development company that helped bring the sign-making collective Icy Signs to Gerard Avenue. They've made eye-catching distinctive signs for a taco shop, a chicken place, and a cafe called Rye Brew.
It's hand-painted, it's on the brick. They really like the three-dimensional block letters. That's not your run-of-the-mill sign that you go to Mr. Sign or Sign USA to get done, you know what I mean?
The man behind Icy Signs is artist Stephen Powers. The Philly native lives in New York, but is best known here for his Love Letter public art project that ran on buildings in West Philly, visible from the Market Frankfurt L.
I think the signs that we've done on Gerard Avenue so far, I think they show a lot of exuberance, and they have a real joie de vivre, and they're handmade and they're made with a lot of love and a lot of joy, and hopefully that's what comes across when you look at the work.
Powers and his group have donated a few signs, letting more modest businesses buy theirs at a discount. Developer David Waxman says the signs are about bringing new life to this neighborhood without pushing out longtime residents.
We refuse to displace people, so we'll go to sheriff's sale. We'll only buy properties that are vacant, that we know are vacant. Philosophically, it's just not what we want to be doing. You know, maybe I know we leave money on the table doing that, but we sleep well at night, and it helps to allow us to do up here what we want to be doing.
Part of his goal is to get Fairmount and Brewery Town residents to mix. There's also a playful, very large, very bright sign with big letters that has nothing to do with a business. It wraps around the corner with the words, "Chillin' on Gerard." Passing by, lifelong neighborhood resident Eugene Cooper says he likes the signs and the area. He says it's changed for the better here.
It's a whole new town, you might as well say. In a couple more years, you won't know if it's Gerard Avenue or Fairmount Avenue or Spring Garden.
Warren Hill says he's lived here 52 years.
The neighborhood's always been great. The buildings are getting redone, which is a good thing. Getting fixed up.
Jeb Woody runs Shifty's Taco, which sports a sign with swirling script, courtesy of Icy Signs.
There's just a vibrancy to this neighborhood that you don't get anywhere but in Center City. Most of the retail on the first floor is occupied by something. There's always foot traffic. The neighbors are friendly. And you can also see like the raw potential. It's almost like pure kinetic energy to be in this section of Gerard Avenue.
Woody says with other nearby neighborhoods developing rapidly, choosing this location was a no-brainer. I'm Elizabeth Fiedler, WHYY News.